Today, we start with a look at hate. A report from the Anti-Defamation League found that anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached an all-time high in 2021, a total of 2,717 incidents of assaults, harassment, and vandalism. These are just the ones that were reported to the Anti-Defamation League. This represents the highest number of incidents since the ADL started tracking these incidents. That was back in 1979. This breaks down to an average of more than 7 incidents per day, 34% increase year over year. Attacks against Jewish institutions like community centers and synagogues are up by 61%. Incidents at K through 12 schools grew by 106%. College campuses, anti-Semitic incidents increased by 21% on college campuses. Assaults, obviously the most serious of these incidents, increased 167%. Jumping to a total of 88 reports in 2021, that's up from 33 in 2020. Incidents of harassment, they're up 43%. And acts of anti-Semitic vandalism, they rose 14%. A lot of this, too, happened during May of last year when heat really rose between the Israelis and the Palestinians. There was a 148% increase in reports of anti-Semitic incidents throughout that month compared to May of 2020. As Jewish individuals were violently beaten, streets of New York to Los Angeles, a total of 387 incidents were reported that month alone. 297 of those occurred after May 10th, which was the start of military action between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Looking at the state-by-state breakdown, all 50 states reported anti-Semitic incidents, as well as the District of Columbia. Where do you think New Jersey ranked out of the 51, 50 states plus D.C.? Number two, New York topped the list, 416 reports, New Jersey with 370, California, Florida, Michigan, and Texas followed on the list. Those states alone accounted for 58% of the total anti-Semitic incidents. A lot of these incidents brought about by extremist groups or individuals inspired by extremist ideology. That represents 18% of the total number of incidents. White supremacist groups, extremists, are responsible for 422 anti-Semitic propaganda distributions, which that was a 52% increase year over year. Talked about the state in general, looking at New Jersey specifically, as you would expect, a record number of anti-Semitic incidents last year compared to 2020, 370 total, 25% increase over the year before. The report shares that the most incidents of anti-Semitism occurred where there were the highest Jewish population numbers. For example, Bergen County recorded 70 anti-Semitic incidents. Right behind them, Ocean County, with 44. Mentioned the role that extremist groups play in anti-Semitic attacks. One of those is, sad to say, based in New Jersey. They call themselves the New Jersey European Heritage Association. Classy name, slimy people. They distribute white supremacist propaganda, focusing on things like white victimization. They target Jews, black people, immigrants, LGBTQ community. Some of the stuff they spew out. Why are Jews censoring free speech? Or how about this one? Antifa is a Jewish communist militia. Well, they don't, this isn't a complete DIY project for this crew. The co-op from the Goyim Defense League, who has put out such gems as every single aspect of the COVID agenda is Jewish, or every single aspect of the Biden administration is Jewish. Cemetery vandalism, that's another tool for these spawns of Satan. Just to give you an example, measuring stick of how vile this can get. This is from April of last year in Jersey City. A headstone was vandalized with SS bolts and other Nazi imagery. This is at the Bayview, New York Bay Cemetery. Yeah, sadly, it appears that never again has gone from a declarative statement to a question, hasn't it? Turning to another form of hate, the LGBTQ community has certainly been a target. Made references from the ADL report and elsewhere, too, that hate's expanded to the people who express support for that community. This expansion of hate makes use of a word that's really associated with actual evil and trivializes that evil. through the frivolous use of one specific term. Let me explain this to you. You see this very common on social media in the comments postings, especially on places like Fox News or Newsmax, One American News, places like that. If you speak up in support of sex education policies in states like New Jersey, or speak out against the so-called Don't Say Gay bill in Florida, the hate mongers are going to accuse you of supporting pedophiles. They also connect Disney World with pedophiles. Hell, you might even be a pedophile yourself, according to them. And given the education or lack thereof with these hate mongers, they can't even spell pedophile, so instead they type pedo. And there are some of these toxic imbeciles who can't even get that right. So let me just help you, losers. It's spelled P-E-D-O, not P-E-D-O-E. So with all this taken into account, how should this hate be confronted so it can be hopefully diffused at least? Well, one step too many refuse to take is when they discover someone who is close to them, who is filled with this hate, just take them aside and counsel them, challenge them to explain why they feel as they do, and let them hear their own words back. Might take a few tries, might take some time. The reality is that hatred builds one by one. And as high of a mountain it sounds we'd have to climb, that's the only way to dismantle it.